people take it.
Yeah, we take it. Hello, this is Elizabeth.
This is Mom. This is the Elizabeth Speaks podcast. Currently on Apple Podcasts.
Spotify.
We don't know how that happened, but somehow I figured it out.
Yeah, you did.
And it's been fun, right?
Yes.
I know. So, what do we want to talk about tonight, Elizabeth? We like having the fact that it's a quick podcast because people that are, of course, our friends want to hear it, right?
Yeah.
And our family members want to hear it.
Yeah.
But it's also those quick little 8-minute hits of podcast of like a little bit of inspiration from you, a little bit of fun, a little bit of goofiness, a little bit of sadness. I mean, because I think some of the stuff we're going to talk about might be sad once in a while.
Yeah.
Like tonight's episode, possibly, if you want to discuss something that wasn't great in your life. But
the trailer, right?
The trailer. Oh, we're going to do a
teaser.
A teaser, yes.
Yeah,
sorry. So, no, let's give everybody a little bit of a heads up as to what we're going to talk about. It's not going to be fun.
We are talking about my learning disability was...
With driving.
With driving, it was difficult for me. I did a permit test. I passed those. And that's the trailer.
Okay, so we'll probably do like 3 or 4 parts on this. But
Five parts?
It might be 5 parts, but I want to give a little bit of backstory because what I think is so amazing is your tenacity and your ability to keep going. You did what?
I did.
You are unbelievable, Elizabeth. And we're gonna tell the story about what happened at the DMV. But
DMV?
Remember how you inspired the policemen and everybody who was working there?
Oh, yeah, you had to do that too.
We'll talk about that because it was... It's beautiful. So here. Okay, so everybody knows when you want to get a driving license, you have to get your permit first. Then you get your license after you take a test, right? So we're going to talk about the process.
The process.
So we heard about a group or a company in St. Louis where they work with people with learning disabilities and people that have had strokes that are coming back to trying to learn how to get the skills to drive again. So this one gentleman, I won't say the name of the company, but we hired him and he was expensive, but it was worth it because we wanted, I won't say how much it was, but it was worth it.
They're paying for it, right?
No, I paid for it. Did I pay for it?
No, I paid for one of them.
You paid for one, but I paid for like 6, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The story and the important part is we tried. We tried everything we could, but what he had said was he works with people with special needs to see if they're able to handle acute situations and executive planning related circumstances, which is, and here's how I explain it to people. If there's 4 people at a stop sign, how do you know which place you are at the stop sign, right? Are you thinking to yourself, because I'm at a stop sign, I stop, then I go? Or do you think I stop, but there's 3 people ahead of me that get to go before I do? So that's the ability to have executive planning. It's the prefrontal cortex of your brain that gives you the ability to make those snap decisions in an acute situation. So this gentleman and his company works really well, and he did a full evaluation, and he did tests. And how many lessons did you have, you think?
2.
No, you had more than that.
6.
I think you had 6 or 7. You had a bunch.
Yes.
And what did he test you on when you were out with him? He would go for like 2 hours and just like see how you would handle things. Like, what would he ask you to do? Do you remember?
He said, turn this neighborhood and then the stop sign's a little hard for me.
Yeah. I remember, do you remember him telling you? Because here's the thing. He never spoke to you like you were a child. He spoke to you like you were an adult. He spoke to you and I in front of you, which I respect so highly.
Yes,
because
that's really nice.
People can maybe sometimes feel that, you know, you don't understand everything, and that's not true. You understand everything. And I think when you're treated as an equal, it's gives so much validation. It probably gives you that sense of security that you matter. Your opinions matter. Your thoughts matter. Your decisions matter. And so he treated you like an equal, but he was very brutally honest.
Yeah.
Remember, he's like, I don't know if she'll be able to drive. Let's just see. And then let's talk about what happened, those tests that he gave you before I think he did a final test, then he came back and told us. What did he have you do? Did he have you find your way back home or find your way somewhere? What did he have you do?
Back home. And then he was worried about I'm going too far away to my house. So he made the quick decision to say, pull my papers.
What do you mean pull your papers? What did
he
do?
Like the no more driving lessons.
So he was saying it's done. No more. Okay. Yeah. And then I remember he came home. I was waiting in the house, and he came home. It was a Saturday, and he said, Mrs. Culligan, I want to talk to you about Elizabeth. And it was right in front of you, remember?
Yeah.
And what he said? You want to tell everybody what he said?
Hey, are we doing this trailer?
I mean, we can just talk about it now. I think on Instagram we'll do a few trailers, but let's just talk about it fully on here.
Okay, so he told me, I heard him as your daughter can drive your whole life.
He said, I fear for her safety, and I fear for others' safety if Elizabeth were to drive. That was hard. That was really hard.
You cried?
I remember holding back tears that day because, first of all, my heart broke that you were right there when he said it. But looking back, it was great that he said it in front of you because he gave you the dignity of being your own person. You
there.
Yeah, you were there. You mattered. So, of course, it was fine, but it was hurtful to hear. But he never like, lied about it. He was right to the honest truth about everything, and I respect that.
Yeah, me too.
But watching your face, it was heartbreaking because you could see that your face was like dropping with shock.
What do you mean? I was driving. You drive me by the passenger.
And so now I'm your Uber for forever, right?
Yeah, Uber forever.
So what we ended up doing was we thanked him and then we didn't have any more lessons.
Yeah, we done.
But what do we do every year now?
We are trying to get our driving license.
We get your permit renewed every year.
Yeah, we get my permit every year.
So every year you retest the written part of the test, the signs. And we do it because what's our hope?
Hopefully I'll get a Tesla.
I hope I can afford it. So our hope is that one day maybe there'll be a self-driving car. If not, what's our plan B? What's our plan B?
My boyfriend.
What's our plan C?
Uber driver.
And what's our plan D?
What's a D?
D would be we live somewhere that has like a golf cart community and we can just drive the golf cart till the cows come home and you could just...
I want a cow. Could I have a cow?
No! That's not the point of this discussion. No. That's a phrase I used. But I think that we have lots of plans in place and I want to give you a lot of credit for every year retesting to see if you can get your permit. And every year you pass with flying colors.
Yeah, I don't know why, Dad.
Because you have a great work ethic, because you have tenacity. Yeah. What do you want to share before we hang up? Because this is over 8 minutes already. So
I think you can say goodbye now.
What? So let's a little bit of intel. Elizabeth had a beer with dinner, so I'm thinking she's a little tipsy.
No, I'm not.
You a little bit? You sure?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, give the audience...
Are we doing some ending music?
We'll do ending music, yes. But what do we want to say?
So, I say people who have a non-learning disability can't get their driving license. It was kind of hard. Yep. Just keep going and your family support you. Mom or your dad or your brother or your Uber driver.
Yeah,
paid.
Your family.
My mom paid for Uber driver when she's out of town, so I have no money.
No, but your family is your support system,
yes.
Right? Yep, agree. Okay, join us again for another episode of this craziness called...
Elizabeth Speaks Podcast!
Elizabeth Speaks!
Here's our indie music in.
Oh, yeah.
Ha! I like this one.
I do too.
Alright. Thank you so much. Okay, next time.
Beautiful.
What the heck is that?